the main reason we find most young people experience homelessness is often due to family breakdown, family violence, child abuse. I think that a lot of misconceptions are that, you know, you hear the terms like street kids and things like that, is that they're sort of running away from home and being defiant. And it's not that we don't see that at all. They generally are escaping a situation that is not reasonable for them to live at home. It's a lot bigger than people might realise. It's not just about houselessness or rooflessness. There's lots of young people in the community that are couch surfing, staying with family or friends, that don't have a permanent or stable place to live. For Youth Homelessness Matters Day last year, a group of young people that were either staying in the Broughton House Refuge or some of our outreach clients or previous residents decided that we wanted to get together and work on something a little bit different for the day that day. The message that year was be part of the solution, so we kind of spent a lot of time brainstorming what that meant. And then from there we just decided that we'd just make a photo book that challenged some of those stereotypes around homelessness and sort of put a different face to it, I suppose, than what the community might have already thought or heard.
How did people get involved?
So we wrote up some letters, some invitations. We gave them to all the current residents in the refuge and also sent them out to our outreach clients. Probably about 5 or 6 young people became seriously involved in it and sort of just went from there.
Okay, so we're standing in the middle of Albury Botanical Gardens.
Now, I think it was your idea to come here, was it? Or we had a few different places that we went, but this one took up the majority of the photos.
I guess just the serenity, that's why I chose it.
Yeah, because if you kind of look over into the pond, it's sort of, you can imagine just sitting there on your own and thinking about things, and it's nice and enclosed and the beautiful scenery.
Jasmine, you were one of the ones involved. How long were you homeless for?
Technically, since I was 17.
So how long ago from when you were first homeless?
2 years. It was my choice to leave home. There was a family breakdown, but it was more to gain my own independence, to prove to everyone else that I could do things on my own. In that time, I did couch surf and I stayed with family and friends. But now, after the refuge, I have my own place. And I've been there for a year.
So for those who haven't been homeless, how tough is it?
It's very tough. How do I put it? You learn to survive on what you have. In the end, I guess you really do come out more grateful for everything.
So in the project, tell us about your role.
My role was setting up the shots so that they looked right. I helped with a lot of the props. With the computer work, I designed the way the whole book was going to be laid out, and also writing all the storyline that goes along with it. So with the words that I chose, I wanted them to reflect the stereotypes, but also give the story that young people do hold hope, and they do want better things for themselves, and they may not always choose the right things, but they just want a brighter tomorrow. You got to learn to ask for help when you need it, and if the word's out there that there is help out there, more people are more likely to ask for it.
Kate, what do you think the response has been?
We've had lots of conversations with young people that have seen the book and also who were involved. Just the sense of achieving something and the satisfaction of creating something beautiful in itself was, for me, probably the best thing about having the book be finished. There is no easy answer to how to tackle homelessness. I think we can all do things like write to politicians and local members about homelessness. Everyone can donate. We encourage donations to Yes Youth and Family Services, and, you know, every little bit counts. So I think it really is just about awareness, and it's about people really opening their mind to how they can make a difference, and it doesn't matter how big or small that is.